At a time when new technology and social media are transforming politics, we turn to a truly old-fashioned campaign event. It's an annual festival known as the Shad Planking, a rite of spring in Virginia politics with nearly 70 years of history. It's a must-attend event for state politicians who practice the oldest form of retail politicking among tall pine trees at a dusty campsite. NPR's Brackton Booker traveled to the Shad Planking and sent this report.
In Wakefield, about an hour southeast of Virginia's capital of Richmond, shadfish have been roasting on an open fire since 5 a.m. They're nailed to oak planks.
You have a couple, three more planks.
By early afternoon, this oily, bony fish, which is now seared onto the plank, needs to be scraped off, chopped up, and served to the hundreds gathering here for the annual shad planking.
Look at that plank right there.
There's the plank.
I mean, that right there might need an award. That's an award-winning plank.
At the entranceway to the event, Hank Pettigo greets attendees as he collects tickets. He's a one-man welcome wagon.
Welcome, everyone. Carry your yellow ticket down the middle, hand your map in right up here on the right-hand side.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you for coming.
The Shad Planking is the premier event on the Commonwealth's political calendar, and if you're a candidate, you'd better show up. That's according to Pete Snyder, who ran for lieutenant governor last year. He didn't win, but he's back. This time for the sheer fun of it. He says even in a big state like Virginia, there's an intimacy to its politics.
Virginia is a large state geographically, but it's a small state in political circles. And here you get to see all the candidates up close and personal, where you get to squeeze the Sherman of these candidates, put them on the spot, and see what they think about issues.
Virginia isn't the only place where you'll find a big, old-timey event like this. Iowa has the Harkin Steak Fry. Arkansas has the Gillette Coon Supper. There's the Wausau Possum Festival in Florida and the Fancy Farm Picnic in Kentucky, just to name a few. But Snyder says the Shad Planking, held in the backwoods of Southside Virginia, is a timeless event that captures the essence of retail politics.
It's a throwback to a bygone era when people have a beer, get to talk up close and personal. You don't need the filter of cable news to get to see your candidates.
And what better way to get to know a candidate than over a cold brew? Even better if that candidate serves it to you for free.
Thanks for being here today. Can we get you anything? You need a beer, popcorn, any of that? Excellent. Good. Anybody have an ale?
That's Ed Gillespie. At his tent, he's handing out beers while answering questions about energy policy and jobs and Obamacare. He's a former Republican National Committee chairman and the likely GOP nominee for the U.S. Senate this year. Gillespie's opponent is the event's featured speaker, incumbent Senator Mark Warner. Warner struck a light note with this Republican-leaning crowd.
Looking at this crowd, I realize I am here as an endangered species, a Virginia Democrat. Looking around the crowd, that's kind of like Republican women here as well. Not many of either one of us. I knew I'd get them.
That kind of good-natured rhetoric and the neighborly atmosphere won over Dee Hoy, a first-time shad planker. She admits she wasn't a fan of the taste of shad fish. Sitting in a camping chair with the aptly named band Common Ground playing bluegrass in the background, Hoy says she'll be back next year.
I enjoyed it. I love the music, and the speakers were great. It was a good time. Very good time.
A good time and a promising start to Virginia's campaign season. Brackton Booker, NPR News.